Hi, and welcome to the Fab Five podcast. I'm your host, Carrie, and on today's episode, I am joined by Lauren, Sammy, and Vanessa. Hey, guys. How are ya?
Hey.
Hey, Carrie.
You guys sound so full of life and excitement.
Oh, you are.
Hi.
I mean, I just want you to take a chill pill, guys.
I might have dozed off for a few minutes. I'm so
sorry.
Oh,
my gosh. It is getting, it's getting past the elderly people's bedtime.
It's almost my bedtime.
Yeah.
We only have one youngin'.
True. True. She should really be hosting this because she probably has more energy than all the rest of us combined. Right, Sammy?
It's valid.
There's tornadoes coming tonight, so.
Oh, Lord.
Sam's like, move it along. Duck and cover, sis. Duck and cover.
So, in the spirit of us kind of reviewing resort hotels, we thought we'd mix it up a bit and grab one from Universal. What do you think, guys?
Yeah. I like it.
I love Universal.
So, I was thinking we would talk about Sapphire Falls, which is going to be sort of their moderate-ish type hotel.
My favorite in that category.
Same. I love this hotel. It is huge. It is beautiful. It does not include the Express Pass, so I'm going to preface everything with that.
Which is its only downfall.
Yes, the only. That is the only thing. Mm-hmm. Because this hotel is fantastic. So I'm going to throw it to Lauren first.
Uh-oh.
So we can talk about what types of
lounges.
What types of rooms we can pick from.
Oh, me? The rooms? That doesn't sound like a me thing.
And it looks like there are some really, really cool ones. I know that we have toured a lot of them. We've stayed there a bunch, but we've also toured a lot of them. But Lauren, tell us kind of what we can choose from here.
So they've got their standard rooms, which are pretty good size. I mean, I think their standard rooms are like 300 and some odd square feet. And, you know, they're good. They're comfortable. The beds are not, you know, deluxe resort beds, but they're good, solid beds, good comfort, you know. And then they've got their suites, which I know they have a kid's suite, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've got the kid's suite there. And then they've got king suites and sapphire suites and hospitality and presidential. So they've got a variety of different suites. The kid's suite sleeps up to five. It's got one king bed and two twin beds. The Sapphire Suites sleep up to five. I think their hospitality is two rooms, right?
Usually, yeah.
I think so, or the equivalent of two rooms.
I think it's a king and two queens type of thing. The Presidential Suite only sleeps three, so.
Which is nuts, because it's like the size of a large apartment.
Yeah.
Right. Their rooms are adorable. Their location is great. They have the water taxi, which is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there?
I like how bright they are.
Very Caribbean.
Yeah, and clean and just inviting, I think. You say moderate and people are like, eh-eh. I always tell people it's kind of their version of Poly.
Okay, yeah.
But a lighter, like, diet Poly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I think about it. But anyway, Sammy.
Yeah.
I know that me and you love the food. What mm-hmm. do they have at Sapphire that we can get a hold of?
So they have like their little quick service thing, and I cannot think of the name of it, but it's like right off the lobby.
The New Dutch Trading Company.
There you go. And they have all kinds of goodies you can get in there. They have good sandwiches. And then they have the Amatista. It's downstairs. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I think so.
I can't ever remember how to say that. It is. It's really good. I've eaten there twice, and every time it's been pretty good. So I don't think you can go wrong there.
Don't you feel like that Amatista, especially for breakfast, doesn't it remind you of a JW breakfast buffet?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's what I feel about that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it's so pretty in there, too. It's very, mm-hmm. it's like really clean and white and tiley. And
you can see directly into the kitchen.
Yeah, I like that.
You can see everything that's going on back there.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Oh, yeah. It's true.
And then also, there's one more. I don't know if you guys have tried it or not. Have you guys tried Strongwater?
Yes.
Lauren, tell us about your experience there.
I love Strongwater. I think that that place is just so cool and so mm-hmm. chill. It's always busy.
Mm-hmm.
They've got fantastic drinks. I love the block of ice thing they have where they chip the ice off.
Busy but not crowded, though. Don't you feel that way where it's so big?
Yeah, you can always get a seat. Yep. And they've got great, like, small plates,
oh,
like
yeah.
appetizer
It's
type
so good,
food.
like tapas. It's so good.
Yes, it's so good. I love that place. Like, I like to just go in there and get a couple snacks. They have like jerk chicken. They have like some tostadas, and they have like all different kinds of stuff, sliders. They've got a cheese board
They
care.
do. I did that, but I was going to say Gary tried one of the rum flights
Oh.
because that's their thing, is that it's like all about vintage rums and things. And there are flights there that are kind of like themed or whatever, like toward a certain flavoring or whatever. So when they asked him what kind of flight he wanted, he said, "Surprise me with your four best."
Nice.
Oh.
And he really, really loved it. I thought that was a cool thing. And I will say that it wasn't very expensive. Do you agree with that, Lauren?
And those flights are like $20.
Yeah.
Which is not
yeah,
a lot of
and
money.
They are larger glasses. I mean, they're not like, you know, you're going to fall over goofy after you've had them, but they are substantial sizes for a flight of that pricing, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And not, you know, the
yeah.
occasion to be watered down.
They have house-infused rum shots,
yes.
too.
Yes. They do so many neat things there. And then, of course, they have pool bars and things.
Cantina.
I don't think I've ever been to the pool bar.
I haven't eaten
I've
there,
seen it.
But we've been down there when we stayed for Mardi Gras the last time. Speaking of pools, Vanessa, I'm getting ready to pull you into this one.
Yep.
That pool was crazy huge.
Massive.
Is that the one that has, like, a beach?
Mm-hmm. Beach, fire pit, all the cabanas, all those kind of things.
Little water slide.
Yeah.
Yep. And it has the ruins, kind of, right? If I remember correctly. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that it's one of the prettiest pools.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It is totally the prettiest
yep.
pool.
And I think it's deluxe caliber.
Definitely.
Agreed. But moderately
yeah.
priced.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they don't have the express pass. If they had the express pass.
It would be a deluxe.
Yeah.
I agree.
I feel like that should
yeah.
be like.
It'll never happen.
I know, but I feel like it should be there because it's just such a.
I am wondering if the new hotels that are coming, especially the one that's hooked to the new park, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if that one will get express just
I
for the new
I think that
park.
One will, but the other two do not have it.
No, because they're
right.
value
Agreed.
Resorts, aren't they? I
mean, yes.
Well,
so
they don't call them value at Universal. But.
Right. According to what I've read on those two resorts, they're going to be very similar to not the theming, but the space.
Dockside.
Yeah, Dockside and Surfside, which are great options, amazingly priced. Mm-hmm. And aside mm-hmm. from not having the Express Pass, they have great amenities too. They have a Starbucks. So
mm-hmm. it's true.
But I will say, Dockside and Surfside, I know Vanessa can agree with this.
Uh-oh.
Their bedding is like hospital grade bedding and their towels are like the size of a hand towel. Okay.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. And they're real thin.
You can't wrap them around you.
So bring your own bath towel. That's what I'm hearing.
Vanessa was like,
yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, but $89 a night sounds
yeah.
pretty good,
I mean,
right?
Really, you can't even stay at like a courtyard
yeah.
for that
yeah.
anymore.
No.
No, I mean,
you can't even
the
stay
price you're
in a
paying,
place where they're
yeah.
trying to beat your door down.
It's so good. It's such a good price. It's hard to pass up, especially if you're on a budget. Or if you have a big family, it's, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, they have those family
yes.
suites, those
yeah.
two bedrooms, which sleep
yeah.
a lot.
I have stayed in that particular room type.
Mm-hmm. Like
two queens and a
people.
King. Yeah, with a picnic table and a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, a mini
like,
kitchenette.
Well,
yes.
yeah.
There's no
it's a microwave.
Stand.
Yeah. And then also, they do have an arcade on site.
Yes.
And then.
And a gym.
And they do weddings there. They host weddings there.
That would be a pretty place for a wedding.
I think it's
yeah.
the perfect hotel if you definitely feel like you need that, you know, deluxe stay, but you don't have the budget for it.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're staying,
yeah.
if you're going to the parks like 4 or 5 days too, and you don't really need
right,
express
and you
pass.
Don't need the express pass, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and also the one thing I like is it has the water taxi.
Yeah.
So again, it has like all the amenities of the deluxe.
Right.
You know, the premier hotels that they call them.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with Aventura or any of those other hotels, but if you're a little bit bougie and you don't want to break the bank, this is a perfect place.
Agreed. That's a great way to explain it.
It really is.
Because, I mean, one thing that we didn't talk about is, you know, all of the Universal hotels have their signature staircase.
Oh, it's the best.
That one is the prettiest one.
It's probably the most photographed stairwell in all of Orlando.
Yeah, it is so beautiful. But again, I mean, that lobby, just everything is just so, it's a little bit bougie, but not so expensive.
Yeah.
And it definitely feels more airy than, to me at least, than, you know,
all the others.
Hard Rock and Royal. I mean, like, it definitely just, I don't know, that lobby, like you said, is really just stunning. Yeah.
And it smells really good.
Yeah.
So does anybody have anything else to say about the lovely Sapphire Falls?
No, I mean, just that it's a great resort if you don't care about having Express Pass, which I always do, but I don't like lines. But if you're going and you're just kind of looking to chill and have more of a down type of thing, I think it's a great resort if you're just going to kind of hit the parks here and there. Or if you're going for, like, you know, Halloween Horror Nights and you're really not doing the parks during the day, I think that's a great option.
That's a good,
Or if you have a younger family and the rides you're going to do don't have Express Pass anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Right. So depending on your family, agreed. I think it's a great little resort. It really is.
I have to say, I think out of all of the Universal resorts, that one's in my top three.
Agreed.
For sure. And I think all of us, agree with that. Hands down.
Hands down.
So if that's all we have, I'm going to wrap this one up. What you think?
Sounds good.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Please follow and like Fab 5 Podcasts on Facebook and Instagram. Stay classy, and thanks for stopping by.